Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Emily Kennedy and we're going to talk about flowers and planting and all kinds of fun things we're ready to do. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning.
Aren't we all just kind of itching to get out there?
Yes, for some nice weather.
Yes. And have you planted any radishes or anything yet?
Nothing yet.
Not yet, but I'm guessing you're going to be out there this week. So, Emily, we want to talk about the Atlantic Downtown Beautification. Because that's, again, a couple months, we're going to be really getting into this. So let's kind of go back in time a little bit and talk about how you got interested in even working on this project.
About a year ago, Judy and I went to Ames for a Our Iowa, Color Iowa clinic, and it was all about gardening and plants and Judy's a master gardener, and I went along with her, and
we say that's Judy Kennedy. That's your mother-in-law,
yes,
right?
That's correct. Yes. And we learned a lot. It was different speakers all day and a lot of different cities around Iowa and what they had done for their communities and what had worked and what had not. And we took away from it just so much stuff that we wanted to share. We learned a lot from Spencer, and they've really redone their whole city. Baird is a tiny little town that they've really made it beautiful. And Denison was another city that really had done a lot that mm-hmm. we took a lot from.
I think, you know, I don't know how many years Atlantic has been doing this, but at the time it was like, oh, this is sort of a revolutionary kind of thing to talk about a project doing downtown. And again, I'm thinking maybe some of those other towns started about the same time.
Yes.
You know, and it just sort of spread across Iowa.
Right. And it's continually changing, and they shared a lot of that with us, what they had done recently and redoing things and what worked and what didn't, and we took a lot from.
Mm-hmm. Were many of the towns that presented, were they using volunteers, hired help? How did they get the work done? Because that's a biggie.
A lot of them were volunteer-based. I believe Denison had a really big, very active Master Gardener group, and we sat with them. And then Baird was all volunteer based. They have a rehab center, and somebody had donated some money that had been there, and they didn't know what to do with it. So a couple of them started a beautification group, and that was just a few years ago. And so that was all volunteer based as well.
So isn't it kind of interesting, Emily, to see how it goes through the community and what it means to the community? I mean, it's more than planting a bush or a flower.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it really brought the communities together, and everyone from the young kids to the elderly had a part in it or could be involved in some way or just enjoy it. And so I think that was one of the biggest things that we took from it was the group maintenance with the Adopt-A-Bed program, as well as having it be community-based.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the CPC Atlantic community, and I don't have the whole name right, but CPC that supports the community action, said we need some proposals as to how downtown beautification is going to be done this year. And Emily, you stepped up to the plate. Little help there, a little support.
Yes.
But yeah, but you said, yeah, I think this is important.
Yes. This is a beautiful city, and we're very fortunate to have all the beds and the plants and the trees that we do. And I just didn't want to see it not utilized, and wanted to help a group get started to make it look good. Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about the plan. I mean, there's quite a bit of planning that's already going on, and pretty soon we're going to have to actually get our hands dirty. But for now, you know, what kind of look down the road? What are some of the plans?
The big thing that we're doing different this year will be having Adopt-A-Bed program, and we'll be adopting out the beds for maintenance throughout the spring, summer, and fall to have businesses or individuals, groups, families, whoever would like to adopt a bed to do the maintaining of weeding it or some deadheading or whatever it might need, but cleaning up the trash if there's any in there, making sure it looks nice. And
in the adopt-a-bed, that certainly is a new part of the Atlantic plan. I know that some other towns had done that. But I think it's important you mention it could be a business. Mm-hmm. It could be an individual.
Right.
Could be an organization.
Right.
Almost anything. And they're not expected to put a lot of money into it.
No.
Mostly work.
Mostly work. They will not be asked to do the watering or purchase the plants. The plants will be purchased from the funds from the CPC that we were granted, and we'll purchase all the plants and have them there on our spring planting day, which will be the third Thursday in May, May 16th. Mm-hmm. And then we will be able to help do the spring planting, and we'll probably have a fall cleanup day as well.
And, you know, sometimes it's real exciting to plant. I mean, we all sort of, I think, go through that. Oh, man, it's just so nice to get out there and plant. And then when it's July and it's humid and all that sort of thing, it's not quite so nice to be out there.
Right.
So, but it takes that continual care. And if we do it, I know you know because you've got a lot of garden stuff. If you do it ongoing, it's not a big job.
Right. And a lot of people make light work.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So if somebody wants to adopt a bed, what do they need to do?
Right now, the chamber is helping us do the organizing for the spring planting that has they've always done. And so you can contact the chamber to adopt a bed and find out more information about the spring planting and...
Now, I understand there's going to be a little recognition for the people who adopt the bed, a little sign.
Yes, we will have signs made for each bed that is adopted, and it will have their information, their business name or their family or their group organization on a sign that will be placed in that bed.
Okay. You know, it's really logical for a business who has a plot there on their corner that they're going to want to do that. But I think it's important to realize that there are probably not quite enough businesses to adopt all the beds. And,
right.
You know, you don't have to have a business on that main street in order to do an adopt-a-bed.
Right. And it might be on the corner, but the business in the middle of the block might also have adopted it or be helping with that. It might be a couple per bed. We want them to have the recognition as well.
And there are more beds there than people realize. What did we count? There's 40 plus or whatever. Because we're talking about Walnut Street as well as Chestnut Street.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be new to some people also.
Right.
Think about it's not just down Chestnut Street. Another difference, I think, Emily, is a little bit with the plants that are going to be used, that they're not going to be exactly as they've been in the past.
Yes, we have a large master gardeners group that we have involved with our downtown beautification group that helped us decide what plants would be most heat tolerant. Especially with the dry year last year, and what would be good against the heat of the cement and the snow and the salt being piled on them. There are some plants that can tolerate that much better than others, and we're going to use more perennials as opposed to so many annuals.
So there'll be a mix of each, right?
That's right, yes. Yeah. So the annuals will bring in a lot more color this year, mm-hmm. But we're looking to have less and less work so that we can expand the areas in the future years of where we can include them in our planting.
So right now you need, if people are interested for adopt-a-bed, or just people in general who say, I want to volunteer because there's some work that needs to be done now.
Right.
Contact the chamber. You don't have to wait till May 16th to volunteer.
That's right.
Yeah. So get in contact with the chamber and they can sign you up, right?
Right.
Yes. Well, Emily, we want to thank you for taking on this project. Thank you for being with us this morning, Emily
thank
Kennedy.
You.
Until next time, here's a thought, not original. It's the earth laughs in flowers.